Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, 6:2. The previous Mishnah had discussed the proper brachas to say before eating various kinds of foods. This Mishnah discusses what happens if a person makes the incorrect bracha. Berach al peros ha'ilan. If one is eating fruit from a tree, like an apple, for example, and he makes the bracha, borei pri ha'adama, instead of making the proper bracha, borei pri ha'etz, he makes a borei pri ha'adama, meaning the blessing it says is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, who creates fruit from the ground, borei pri ha'adama, from the ground. So yatza, he still is yotzi b'di'evid. That is to say that since apples, of course, and other fruits grow from trees, but trees nourish from the ground, so the apple, of course, did come from the ground, and therefore b'di'evid, after the fact, if one said the bracha borei pri ha'adama on a fruit from a tree, he's yotzi. It doesn't mean he can do it lachachila, he can't do it from the outset, but if he did do it, after the fact, he's fulfilled his obligation and makes no new bracha. On the other hand, if he makes al peros ha'aretz on fruit that comes from the ground, meaning in a melon or a cucumber, or in truth is, even if he eats puffed wheat, etc., if he makes the bracha borei pri ha'etz, he who creates fruit from the tree, lo yatza, he isn't yotzi, his obligation, meaning he would have to make another bracha, because watermelons and cucumbers and puffed wheat doesn't come from a tree at all, so therefore it's not true, and therefore he's not yotzi. Al kulam, on any food that he eats, im amar, if he says the bracha shehakol niyeb devaro, which means that everything comes to be from his word, then yatza, then the person who makes the bracha is yotzi, because the truth is, of course, that everything does come through Hashem's word. There is a machlokas if the proper pronunciation and the proper vowelization is shakol nihye or shakol nihya. The difference being nihye would mean comes, includes both the past, Hashem created everything, but also present and future, Hashem creates everything, whereas nihya means everything came into being through Hashem's word. In either case, if one made a bracha shakol nihya b'varo on any foodstuff, he is yotzi b'di'evid, but again, l'charchila, one can't just say he doesn't know the proper bracha and therefore make a shahakol, or if he's not sure if something's a fruit or a vegetable, brei pri adam or brei pri etz, he can't just make a brei pri adam and be yotzi. That's forbidden, points out the Bar Tanura. But b'di'evid, if one did do it, then he is, of course, yotzi, as the Mishnah described.